just don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios.
No, no, no. We just got here.
Oh, we can't say goodbye yet?
I don't want to say goodbye yet.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. You finally played the song.
Yeah, I played the song. I have to be very selective of what part of the song I play.
Yeah, you can't play the whole song. A lot of cussing in the song. I mean, it's not bad cussing, but cussing yet the same.
Cussing yet the same.
Yep. Whatever. I don't know.
You've lost your mind.
No, no.
Mm.
So V came out.
Mm. But yeah, there's some people on the forum watching it, but I haven't been reading it because I didn't watch it yet. So
because we forgot to TiVo it. It was halfway over when I went to TiVo it.
We can watch it tonight on Hulu.
So I thought, well, it'll be on Channel 8 or whatever. It'll have it out there for us to watch. ABC's good about that. NBC, not so much.
Not so much.
Can't watch their shows. Not as easy. Hmm. No, no. CBS, yeah.
Yes.
Which I have to do because, you know, The Amazing Race comes on after 60 Minutes, which on Sunday nights, which comes on after football. And if a football game runs long, then 60 Minutes, they never knock 60 Minutes because, I mean, it's like a staple, right, of the network. You can't. What are you going to do without a Sunday without Andy Rooney? I mean, you got to have Andy Rooney.
You got to have Andy Rooney. You can't not have Andy Rooney.
If Andy Rooney doesn't rain, it's not a Sunday. So it goes long. So I have to have my Amazing Race TiVo'd an hour extra just to make sure that I get the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't even try TiVo on a football game.
No, it's impossible.
It's a four-hour process.
The only way that TiVo actually, the only way you can record a football game correctly is with TiVo. DVRs don't get it.
I had to do with TiVo too. I always had to go long.
Yeah, but if you go long, but DVRs, well, see, the TiVo knew. Like, it would go, it just knows when the show goes long. Like, football games, it can't, I mean, it has no idea because nobody knows. But, like, television shows, it always knew.
It
never cut me off. April's always got cut off. She's like, oh, I don't know the end. I'm like, that's because you don't have TiVo. You have a DVR.
Now we have a DVR.
And a TiVo, which I always watch instead because I like it better.
So, guess what's coming out?
I'm done.
We'll put it away then.
I was not reading. I'm sharing something.
So guess what's coming out?
What?
Jeez.
What?
Why are you irritated?
What is coming out?
I'm not going to tell you. No, I don't think you're nice to me.
The headache. You're making it worse.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what.
Well, you remember Three Men and a Baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they came out with Three Men and a Little Lady, which was lame.
It not as good. But it still had Tom Selleck in it, which, you know, has quite big redeeming qualities.
Now they are in the process of making Three Men and a Bride.
She's getting married? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
They don't have everybody on board yet, but they're trying to put it together.
I loved Three Men and a Baby. I loved that movie. I'm sorry.
Well, they're actually the newest.
It's the girl in me.
The newest thing is to remake all these 80s shows, like V.
Right, right.
And there was some other one. Oh, Short Circuit. They're coming out with another Short Circuit.
Really?
Nah.
Huh.
So it's like, let's revisit the 80s without the gratuitous sex scene and all the cussing, I guess, is what the premise here is.
Well, I told you 80s fashion is back, too. Slouch boots. Leggings.
Nothing good about that stuff.
There was skinny jeans.
We have a call.
Oh.
Yo, this is Count Chocula. I want to encourage you to try my cereal. It is the best cereal you can eat.
No, the best cereal is blueberry.
No, the best cereal is Frankenberry. No, it is Count Chocula's... No, blueberry. No.
You remember all those commercials?
Yes.
Blueberry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry.
Are those even out anymore?
I don't know.
Do they make that anymore?
I don't think so. I think
Chuck full. I bet you can get them at the Pig. Chuck full of corn syrup.
You and the Pig. You're down on the Pig.
And the Pig has nothing natural in it.
Pig.
That's not really natural. Oh my gosh, you two are outrageous. I mean, come on, guys. Arguing over the original flavor of ice cream? I think Brad got more, or both of you got more aggravated over this more than the whole you've got outside of time argument. Brad, just feel that. I just brought it up. I'm not arguing it. I mean, it's good to see that your relationship is so great and the love between you two is so fantastic. And that neither of you have...
She says I give her a headache.
He does.
Pride issues where you can just back down on something as insignificant as who, what was the first ice cream flavor. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you, Brad, if you let Faith be right. Or just...
No, but she was calling me a liar.
Oh, you are about that.
Just back down on Faith. Doesn't matter that you can't just say, okay, Brad, whatever you want to believe, believe. Or, oh my gosh, you two are outrageous and funny. But gosh, who cares? I mean, as far as we know, some hick or some ancient guy created ice cream that was the flavor of, I don't know, horse meat. We don't
grass.
Know. We don't care. All I want is some Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough right now, so I'm going to go get some.
Oh, yum. Hmm.
I like Barry Garcia. That was good.
Yeah, Ben & Jerry's ice cream is good. I've been there, you know.
In Seattle?
No, in San Francisco.
Oh, is it in San Francisco?
On Haight-Ashbury, yeah. Oh. Where the original.
Hello, Amy. Hello, Brad. Hello,
Faith?
Anti-gamer.
Oh.
This is Russ from Cleveland.
Russ from Cleveland's on your poopy list. Or you're on his poopy list.
I wanted to share a quick story about gaming. When a few years ago, my wife and I had
I'm sorry, this is the no gaming zone? We don't...
I'm sorry, we're going to talk about gaming here.
We don't do gaming stories here. Sorry.
Xbox, and we had the game Dead or Alive 3, which is a fighting game. Basically, you'll see the whole game fighting, you know, one person after another and stuff. And...
Face into fighting games.
One of the things we like to do was, like, if we had an argument or kind of a fight or something, and, you know, we'd have to... We did that sometimes. And, you know, we needed some time away from each other for a few minutes, we'd come back and be like, I'm sorry, you know, I love you. One of the things we really liked to do was pop that game in the machine and just play for a while and just beat the living daylights out of each other on the game.
Yeah.
And it was really fun because you really got to work out that...
It's like those foam things.
This
know,
is what's wrong with gamers.
The Jeffersons.
This is what's wrong
you
with gamers.
You can't work out your problems in real life.
No, but you're wasting all of that pent-up energy on a game?
You could be that physically is, touching someone,
that is,
your spouse.
Yes, we're talking about makeup. After the fight, you have makeup hoochie-coochie. And what?
What's her name again? What was her name? I forgot her name.
Yeah, Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie. Who she was on Love Boat. Hoochie Coochie.
What was her name?
What's her name?
Chong?
Charo.
Charo, that's it.
Charo. It's a Hoochie Coochie. Hoochie Coochie.
Anyway, yes. See, you were wasting energy on playing a game when you could be having makeup Hoochie Coochie.
The problem that I had...
That's what's wrong with gamers right there.
Was that... Gamers, that's all they wanted to do. They never wanted to have a human relationship.
Me and Faith picked fights with each other just so we could, you know, make up.
Yeah.
The stupid stuff like ice cream. Not serious ones. We don't make them up for serious ones.
No.
Tension between the two of you, but it was all fun and safe because nobody was actually getting hurt. You know?
Well, that's not any fun.
And then afterwards, you know, you can make up for real.
Oh, okay. See, so he still did.
Yeah, but you've wasted all your energy.
Yeah. Could have been
Brad,
much better.
Could have been much
better.
I just heard
that last call from Chris, and it kind of sounded like he called you a retardo. Well, it's kind of, boy, man, he must be, you know, maybe he just, if he's in Seattle, maybe he just needs to go get a cup of coffee. Oh, did I say that? Oh, it's almost racist.
It's a racial slur.
What?
Oh, well. Well, somebody else.
Isn't that all they do there?
Drink coffee?
They drink coffee at Starbucks? Isn't that what they do?
They drink coffee and they stare at
the rain?
Sasquatches.
At the rain? They carry around. You know what? I would love to go to Washington so that I actually would have a place to wear my raincoat. I have a really cute raincoat. And my boots. My
it's
rain
been raining
boots.
Here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it's too hot to wear a coat and rain boots. It's too hot. You put on a coat, you're like, You can't wear them because it's hot out.
But Faith can't help but sound sexy. So you sort of you sort of ruined it. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that I shaved and I'm wearing a headset. So.
Oh, cool.
You won't
have- he shaved and he's wearing a headset, so I don't have to delete his call.
Wow.
Or flush his call, I mean.
That's awesome.
I don't have any problems with my, with me scratching my beard on the microphone and making it hard to understand.
Yeah, I couldn't understand you, dude. I'm sorry. This is much better. I can understand you perfectly now.
Do you give whisker rubs? He must give whisker rubs. So I mean, if he has whiskers that loud.
To grandchildren? On
he
their
must
bellies?
Give whisker rubs.
I bet he does.
Mm-hmm. You hear the drums in the background because the marching band is practicing at the local high school.
Nope, don't hear a thing. All I hear is your sweet, beautiful voice coming through
clear.
Loud and
you know,
clear.
One of the nicest things I've ever heard was Amy saying that she liked you listen to me. That's kind of neat to hear. Made my day. Thank you, Amy. Oh, I'm not supposed to say things to Amy. I'm supposed to say things to Brad and Faith.
Hello, right here.
Well,
that's why you call us. If you want to call, if you talk to Amy, call Amy. I'm gonna start giving out her
Chris,
number.
Get well, Amy. Thanks, and
I should have a call-in show. Get all these people together and let them talk to each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we could be then.
Then we
could
have another show that is just us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, what I wanted to say to Justin? Brad, do you remember what I wanted to say
to
Justin?
No, I don't know what you wanted to say to Justin. He's a genius. I don't know. He's a funny genius author writer person.
Oh well.
He's a space turtle.
Bye.
I'm sure he'll call back and tell us in a minute.
Adios, amigos. Con Dios. All right. So.
Yeah, whatever.
What you got? Hit me. What's next?
I got another call from Chris Martins.
In card racing news
today. Oh, no, it's Justin.
The favorite, Mario McGamer, didn't make it into the top five. I think it would, but maybe he was out getting the mushroom or something.
What was that about anyway? Why was Mario such a hippie?
Yeah.
Go around taking mushrooms, making himself big.
Wait a minute, Helen. Yes. Helen saw this guy who had a mustache. Uh-huh. Like, had a handlebar mustache. Uh-huh. And she called him Mario. She said he was Mario. You mean that Mario guy?
That Mario guy?
He did real life. Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
I did play Mario Brothers when I was in high school. You know, when...
Really? You played a game?
When Nintendo came out, you know?
Really? You had a game? Did you have it?
I didn't have Nintendo. No, I played it at my friend's house. I know. I didn't. My dad would have never. We had a green TV.
You could play Green Mario.
My dad was not going to buy me.
I played it on a black and white television.
He would always buy me a nice stereo and a nice. I always had good Walkman and stuff.
I had
but
a color
no
TV.
No.
I had a color TV by then.
Well, it was color at one time.
It was still color. It was green.
Mm-hmm. So, but I did play Nintendo Mario Brothers. And it was addictive. And I would play at my friend's house with my friends for hours and hours because it's addictive.
Yes, it was. Yep. Yes, it sure was. And you'd hear that stuff in your sleep and you'd start having dreams about it and then you'd get all frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Believable.
Not quite all right. That bad.
I guess I'm just some sort of tool for the two blind squirrels.
You heard it right there. He confessed. He's a tool.
Keep that one, would you?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to clip that out. Chris Martens is a tool. I didn't say it. He did.
Yeah, we're just repeating.
Oh, don't get mad at me.
Mm-mm.
To just use as a fundraising tool, just to have bromances and ship out to whoever's throwing the money around. Man, I feel so used. Oh, you guys.
Are you objectified? Do you feel objectified?
I need to enjoy it. Bye.
He
feels objectified.
Really.
But, you know, he's not human. He's a Sasquatch, so.
You know what? Guys don't really have, you know, like how women feel objectified?
Yes.
Guys don't really have that.
Sure we do.
Not really.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You see the way women look at me?
But you don't care. You love it.
It's not exactly degrading, but still. It's objectifying. I feel like an object, like a piece of meat.
Because they're laughing at you?
What?
Oh.
Not those women.
Oh.
What happened the other day? So the other day, I am doing something, and I hear my wife screaming at me, I'm like, oh my goodness, something must be wrong. So I quit very quickly what I was doing, which is not easy to do. And I come into her room and she's running on the treadmill. And I'm thinking, okay, the treadmill must be stuck and our arms are tied to the bars. What's going on? And she said, stand right there. I've got to run for 2 more minutes and I need something to look at.
Because I was up in the, I had one more cycle on my, now, on my.
Now, granted, I wasn't exactly upset because she wasn't running the other way. I mean, she was running towards me. So it wasn't like she was running away. So I'm like, okay. And then I stood there for 2 minutes. You try standing there for 2 minutes and having a woman stare at you while she's hot and sweaty and running at you. It's a little objectifying, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I was doing 7 mile an hour intervals.
But I didn't mind because she was my wife, and I intended to let her catch me all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Except then she was real stinky.
Yeah, I was stinky.
You were stinky.
Because it was the end of my hour.
You were stinky. You were Stinky McStinkerson.
I was.
And Sweaty McSweaterson.
And Sweaty McSweaterson.
Anyway.
Sorry, so. You felt objectified? Sorry. So if I would have known that, what if I'd have known what you were doing?
Let's not go back to that.
I would not have hollered. I'd have just pushed through on my own, which is what you would have preferred to stay and done.
Well, yeah. but I had to go back and finish what I was doing.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
It was very confusing for my body.
This is way too much information. I don't want to talk about this.
I'm not talking about
it. It's gross.
I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not. This is me not talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. You not talking about it.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Brad. Was calling to comment on your Olive Garden little rant there. And for those of you out there who enjoy Olive Garden, including Amy, you might not want to listen to what I'm about to say. Well, I'm a good cook. I love cooking Italian food, especially being from New York. It's like my specialty. So when I was looking for a job when I was younger, I thought, I'll go be to apply as a cook at the Olive Garden. Yeah. Let's just say I didn't stay there too long. And it took me about 2 to 3 years before I went to go back there to eat after experiencing what goes on in that kitchen. So I'm not saying this happens at all Olive Gardens, but I mean, yeah, the food isn't, you know, just go to a real Italian restaurant. That's all. Bye.
Yeah, well, the people care about what's yeah. going on.
It's not a chain. No.
No.
We agree with you. Mr. Martins.
Mr. Martins happens to be right on this one.
When I come to Seattle.
Please don't hold that against me.
To visit you, you can take me to really good restaurants.
What?
We're you're going
having,
to visit.
You're not having a date with him?
No, but we're going to visit him. Well, you're going to be with me.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going to have to show me I got to know where the boathouse is.
Well, we have good Italian restaurants right here. We have Cibo Vino.
Well, I know.
Hello.
But I'm not saying we're going to go to an Italian restaurant.
Oh.
We're going to go have Seattle, seafood.
What is Seattle food?
Seafood.
Anyway?
It's right on the ocean.
We
got to
go have like roasted Seahawks or something.
Seahawks.
Do like,
that's a football team.
Barbecued Mariners.
That would take a long time.
Oh, okay.
Cook them all up. Ugh. Michael Irvin got eliminated from the Dancing with the Stars.
I'm so sad for him.
And he's Mr. Team Player, man. He always brought everybody together.
Yeah.
We got to be a team.
Well,
we got to work together.
I have him.
What are they going to do without him?
Probably just go on dancing.
I guess so.
Pretty sure.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Russ from Cleveland.
Yeah, we don't talk
Brad,
to you.
Cleveland. The other day that you listened to, what is it, close to 3 hours of podcast a day? Well,
not every day. Well, yeah, I guess so. If you count, I mean, you count on my apologetics podcast, because they're mostly apologetics podcasts.
Classes.
In the interest of being a guy and, you know, having to, you know, best whatever it is that somebody else does with something, you know, like...
He's about
say,
to
well,
best
you.
Well,
you know, I can shoot a basket.
He's about to tell
feet.
You. He listens
well,
to 10 hours of podcasts a day.
I can't do that. But as an example. Anyway, I put my headphones on to start listening to podcasts when I leave the house at 6:30 in the morning. And unless I take them off for a minute to talk to somebody or maybe take them off for lunch to rest and do a little reading, I basically keep them on listening to podcasts until I get home at about 5:30. So,
well, see, the difference between me and you is that I'm not a freak.
And yeah, I like to have social relationships with other people.
I could listen to them all day, but I couldn't pay attention to them while I work. I try. I try to, like the Jen and Dave show, sometimes I put that on when I'm working because I don't really need to pay attention to that. I'm just kidding. No, I can listen to them all day because I'm not doing anything else, but I have to listen to music while I'm working because I can't pay attention to the podcast. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
The problem is that Brad is ADD, and so in order to...
No, I'm not. I'm DDA.
In order to program, he has to have this, what he calls trance music.
Well, it's not trance.
Well, he calls it trance. That's what he calls it. Yeah. It's what he calls it. But it's music that he plays in the back of the
chill
music. Yeah. That puts him in the zone.
I got to be in the zone.
It puts him in the programming zone because otherwise he gets really distracted and he can't focus on what he's doing. Because he doesn't have the
focus. This is one of the tunes I listen to. This is one of them I listen to.
Yeah, right. That would drive you crazy. You would lose your mind if you listened to that. What time is it?
I don't know. 3:40
Okay.
There. Ha.
Ha.
Boston deals.
You win.
Thanks for sharing. You win the
You're
prize.
You're less social than Brad.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, you know.
253
Brad
code.
Likes
Where's
to
that?
Talk too much.
Right. So I'm driving along, you know, enjoying the podcast, listening to you guys stick up for Chris. Way to go. That is so cool. You know,
you're welcome.
You put aside the differences of the whole gamer thing. And
yes.
It's awesome. I mean, you're just standing up for one of us. You're schooling Amy.
Yes.
It's the, you know, the fact that, hey, no, it's only Chris. And then what do? You throw him underneath the bus. First, you tell her that he needs help. Well, we all know that, but don't tell Amy. And then you turn around and you give her off to Dan. Boy.
No, we didn't do that.
No, they did that.
We consulted getting Dan a man. We were just saying we were never.
Amy said she was never betrothed to Chris.
Amy rebelled against our authority.
She rebelled, and that we can't do anything about that.
She's no longer one of our dating cohorts.
No, she's not.
She's off our list.
I'm looking for someone new for you, Chris.
We need new
somebody that's good.
Yeah, we need new
good
podcast
for you.
Call girls. So. And then by that, I mean people who call each other on the phone who are girls.
Yeah.
I don't mean the other meaning
other
of that.
Thing.
I mean people who call into our show and then we give them away to people. That's what. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
I'll teach Chris to play them games. I'm telling you. All right. Bye, guys. Greg in Tacoma.
Bye, Greg.
Bye, Greg in Tacoma. You are awesome. I haven't told you that today. Have I told him that today?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You're telling him now.
I just did. I'm working on it.
I'm sorry. The Wizard of Oz. Because of the wonderful things he does.
I think this is Staveen calling from a gig. He plays the trumpet, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, the tuba.
Tuba.
Those are different instruments.
They are.
Now, how did he manage to call us during the performance?
I don't know.
That's pretty impressive.
He can play the tuba and talk on the phone.
That is pretty impressive. I do know. Let's see what we got here. We got a few more there, five more there, two more there. Holy schmacaroonies. We got a lot of calls.
All right. We can do them on the next one.
No, we'll never get caught up. We're never going to get caught up because by the time we do the next,
Christy's going to be here.
The time we do the next show, people are going to call in more.
Christy's going to be here in a minute. Just letting you know.
So she can come in and be on the show.
No, she doesn't want to be on the show.
We need a little.
I don't want to be on the show when she gets here either.
It'd be a funky show.
Since her name is Funk. Yeah. You're a dork. Okay.
Hey now. What?
I told Helen the joke about that Grandpa tells. It says, they asked me to sing in the Christmas program solo. They asked me to sing a solo. So low they couldn't hear me.
Ah!
She went, that's funny. I get it. She got it.
Yay.
I was impressed. And then she kept retelling it.
Hey there, boys and girls. Hey, what are y'all up to?
Well, I was just trying to wrap up the show, actually.
Oh, is it a wrap?
Yeah.
Is it over?
It's a wrap.
Good. I didn't want to come in and interrupt.
You didn't want to.
No. I never want to. I wouldn't want that to happen.
No, you wouldn't.
We don't want to do that.
I'm not characterized by that at all.
I just come in. I was wondering if you knew anything about horses. I still got that crazy horse, you know.
No, I don't know anything about horses. Except for that they eat your shirt.
Eat your shirt?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been feeding them the wrong feed then. Maybe that's my problem. I bought this horse, you know, and anyway, he laid down and he won't giddy up.
Oh!
Ugh. What is... You all right there? You okay?
No. Between you and my dad, how do I even know what's funny after all these jokes?
Well, you shouldn't stand between me and your dad. It's a stinky place.
It is.
Hey, listen, you know the secret to winning to being good at cross country?
What's that?
Picking a small country. That's a good one there.
Megan's going to nationals. Did you know that?
Wait, what?
Not Buford. I was talking to Brad.
Oh, yes?
Megan.
Yes.
You know, Jonathan's niece.
Yes.
Is going to nationals for cross country.
Oh.
This weekend. Just thought you'd want to know.
Is it a small country?
No. No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Not a small country.
No. No, no.
Okay.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, okay. I guess. I got one more question for you, then I'll leave.
What's that?
What?
What's your question?
Oh, my question.
Yes.
That was a Halloween. I heard this on Halloween the other day.
Uh-huh.
You know what Beethoven's doing right now?
Beethoven?
Yeah.
What's that?
Decomposing. I thought that was pretty funny. All right, I'll see y'all later.
I don't understand. I don't understand. He gives me a headache. Why does he have to exist again?
I don't know. Why don't you ask yourself that?
I need to spend some quality therapy time.
You do maybe need to go get checked.
I don't think a checkup is going to take. Think they can give me an anti-Buford shot?
Yes.
Yeah, I need some lithium, please.
Vicodin. Turn it into house.
Vicodin. Vicodin makes you have hallucinations.
Right. Then they'd be real.
I think you need to be checked. All right, everybody. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.